We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, eco-friendly viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Europebird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogotá, Channel 16 on Parabólica Villa Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay and Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision, and Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Coré, Channel 27 on Coré Video Cable. In Santani, Tapiracuay, Channel 30, and in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Alka Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbaktur, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Elka, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiala Cable TV, and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, astrophysicists from the United Kingdom and Germany identify two oxygen-rich stars. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Shidulai Swanirvar Sangsta, a Bangladeshi nonprofit which brings needed services to citizens by boat. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 21st, acclaimed Guatemalan writer Mr. Augusto Monterroso was born in 1921. Known for his brevity in writing, he is considered among the most original Latin American authors of tales and short stories. Some of his most exceptional works include The Black Sheep and Other Fables and Perpetual Motion. Among his accolades are the prestigious 2000 Spain's Prince of Asturias Prize and the 1988 Aguila Azteca, Mexico's highest honor for a foreign dignitary. May generations continue to delight in the immense creativity of Mr. Augusto Monterroso.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Afghanistan. From April to May 2009, at least 10 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces were hit by floods, landslides, and avalanches. In five of the northernmost provinces, more than 150 people perished, with over 10,000 families affected. Hundreds of homes were destroyed, and more than 5,000 hectares of croplands and 4,200 fruit trees were damaged, as many farmers lost their produce and livelihoods.
On May 23rd, Supreme Master Qinghai promptly donated $20,000 for urgent aid to be delivered by our association's relief team if possible. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $1.2 million in aid purchased in the United States, based on Afghanistan's cost of living.
Despite some delays encountered due to administrative problems, on November 7th, our association's nearest relief team arrived at Herat, Afghanistan, having covered their own travel and related expenses of $1,100.
The next day, representatives of the flood-afflicted persons arrived at a designated warehouse to receive the supplies. Our association members handed out packages including rice, oil, and a blanket to 392 families.
Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted concern and aid, as well as our association relief team's sincere efforts. May Allah bless the Afghan people with a swift recovery to their productive day-to-day lives, as humanity's kinder standards help ensure a peaceful earth.
Earthquake disrupts Formosa or Taiwan. On the evening of Saturday, December 19th, a powerful 6.4 magnitude tremor struck off the eastern coast of the island, its epicenter located 145 kilometers south of the capital city of Taipei. Debris fell in the capital as the tremors shook buildings, causing at least four people to sustain minor injuries. Along with reports of some property damage in Taipei was a hotel in Hualien County whose windows were shattered. The quake was followed by at least five frightening aftershocks of over magnitude 4.2 within the next hour. We thank heaven for the general safety of people in the quake-afflicted region and wish everyone a quick restabilization and recovery to productive daily life. Our prayers that such disturbing events subside as more and more people transition to gentler lifestyles.
Eastern U.S. and Europe gripped by snowstorms. In what is being called the worst snowstorm of the decade, winds of nearly 60 kilometers per hour and more than 30 centimeters of snow immobilized the U.S. capital of Washington, D.C. and surrounding areas. A snow emergency was declared with National Guard personnel on standby. The storm also caused several travel-related weather fatalities as emergency personnel rescued hundreds of stranded motorists. Many other major cities along the East Coast also felt the brunt of the extreme weather, with storm warnings extending from Georgia to Massachusetts.
Meanwhile, in Europe, sudden wintry conditions caused chaos as a combination of heavy snowfall and freezing temperatures led to transportation disruptions and other incidents. In Germany, motorways were closed after hundreds of accidents occurred in just one night, with two fatalities and many more injured.
An unprecedented five Eurostar trains were stalled in the Channel Tunnel due to the extreme temperature difference between the outside and inside tunnel air, delaying thousands of passengers traveling between France and the United Kingdom. In France, the port of Calais was also closed temporarily, and suspended freight transport left thousands of trucks lining the roadsides. With Christmas just around the corner, such conditions caused additional distress along with the endangered safety of all travelers.
It saddens us to know of such adverse events, and we send our sympathies to the families who have lost loved ones. Wishing everyone safe arrival at all destinations, as well as the swift resuming of regular life, as we strive through our more harmonious actions to contribute to the stability of our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Indian troops withdraw from Kashmir. India's Defense Minister A.K. Antony announced that 30,000 troops have returned from the nation's administered region of Kashmir. This withdrawal, the largest since 1999, followed the observation of increased stability in the area. Your Excellency and India, we respectfully laud this peaceful move. With heaven's grace, may this trend continue for all people in the region to flourish in harmony and shared understanding.
Celebrities set the trend this winter season with compassionate faux fur. Top stars such as British supermodel Kate Moss, American singer-songwriter Kelly Rowland, British fashion designer Victoria Beckham, and English actress Elizabeth Hurley have all been seen this past month wearing synthetic faux furs. Along with other personalities, such as American reality TV's Bethany Frankel and American actress Eva Mendes, Mrs. Beckham has been a continued supporter of PETA and has promised not to work with animal fur in her fashion line. Others who are wearing veggie fur coats are Hollywood actresses Catherine Zeta-Jones and Kate Hudson, American singer Miley Cyrus, British model and actress Kelly Brook, and British singer and TV personality Mylene Klass. Kudos all celebrities opting for cruelty-free fashion. May your shining stars continue to illuminate the way to a worldwide faux fur trend for our own peace and that of all our cherished animal co-inhabitants.
Fatalities from Q fever in the Netherlands. Despite efforts by the Dutch government to stem this animal-borne infectious disease, transmitted primarily from goats, the incidence of Q fever has risen dramatically in the last 3 years, with 2,300 people infected in 2009 and 6 succumbing to the illness. The number afflicted in 2009 more than doubled those in 2008 and is 13 times higher than in 2007. Q fever causes multiple symptoms, including high temperature, headache, muscle pain, coughing, and chills, with the most dangerous symptom being heart-lining inflammation, which can lead to death in vulnerable persons. Saying that the disease has not yet spread to other European countries, officials state that the prevalence in the Netherlands may be due to the large number of animals on Dutch farms, as well as the density of the human population. Dutch officials, we appreciate your efforts to inform and protect the public by sharing this information. May all suffering from zoonotic infections soon vanish as humans choose plant-based foods and restore animals to lives of dignity and joy.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Arab states move towards single currency. On Tuesday, December 15th, the Gulf Cooperation Council member countries of Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia signed and ratified an accord that paves the way to establishing a joint central bank and implementing a single currency. Riyadh, the Saudi capital, was selected as the base for the future bank, with the new currency expected to be circulating as soon as 2010. Oman and the United Arab Emirates may also be joining the initiative at a later date. Our congratulations and sincere best wishes on this endeavor, participating Arab states. May your combined economies build a world of greater unity and sustainability for the Persian Gulf region and the world.
Save our planet. Scientists concerned about future temperature rise. Many have called the new Copenhagen Accord, produced by the United Nations Climate Change Conference, an important first step in the right direction to curb global warming.
However, the Union of Concerned Scientists reminds that without stringent near-term emission reduction goals, the Accord's stated objective of maximum global temperature increase of 2 degrees Celsius will not be achieved. Rather, it is far more likely that global temperatures will rise by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius, a range some experts say could trigger runaway warming with catastrophic effects.
During the conference, it was emphasized by small island nations that even a 2-degree rise would be disastrous and that the goal must be 1.5 degrees Celsius to prevent these countries and other coastal areas from being submerged.
It's a matter of survival for us.
And if we go business as usual, it's going to be very difficult for us to be intact.
Not only coastline nations, but also regions prone to drought are already suffering from above average temperatures.
Mongolian President Tsakya Elbegdorj, who spoke before Copenhagen delegates about the impacts in his own drought-afflicted country, agreed that an important solution is reduced consumption of animal products, the leading source of multiple heat-trapping greenhouse gases.
Do you realize we have to tell people, eat less meat, if possible, become vegetarian?
Please eat less meat, but we have 2.5 million people, more than 50 million cattle in Mongolia. This is also one problem in Mongolia because of the rise of the number of cattle.
His Excellency then stated that a conversion from livestock to vegan farming would be preferred for the environment and fellow country persons.
We have plenty of land to plant more vegetables in Mongolia. Mm-hmm. Please come to plant in Mongolia vegetables. And also we have plenty of market.
Yeah. Members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association were honored to present President Elbegdorj with further materials regarding the veg solution to climate change.
Also, during the climate summit, our association members had the opportunity to present this highly relevant literature to other heads of state and government. Their Excellencies, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso, U.S. President Barack Obama, and United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
We salute all noble country leaders and thank the likewise caring scientists for your efforts to save our planet.
may we quickly bring the vital vegan solution to the agenda to ensure the survival of all beings in our biosphere.
In January 2009, video conference with dignitaries and the public in Mongolia, Supreme Master Chinghai once more urged Mongolia and governments worldwide toward the important benefits of the vegan lifestyle.
Mongolia, as with the rest of the world, is experiencing more severe weather, more fatal pattern of climate change due to the effects of global warming. With livestock raising, we deplete Mongolian already limited natural resources and even put the country more in danger of desertification. Instead of grazing animals, we can begin planting the organic vegetable, which is more healthy to everyone. By not subsidizing the meat diet, we save trillions of US dollars per year. We save a lot of suffering from meat-related illness. We save a lot of food to share with all the hungry in the world, so our conscience will never have to wake up in the middle of the night and bite us anymore. We need all the help from the government. We must work together.
Save our planet. Indian states ban dolphin and turtle hunting. India's Bihar state has ordered a strict enforcement of the ban on hunting gangetic dolphins, declared as the nation's symbolic aquatic animal, while the state of Orissa has implemented measures to safeguard the endangered Olive Ridley turtle. Bihar State Chief Minister Nitish Kumar asked the magistrates of Patna, Bhagalpur, and Buxar districts to ensure that the dolphin ban is respected, and Patna's district magistrate J.K. Sinha affirmed that a careful vigilance is now kept along the riverbanks of the Ganges River. Our accolades, all officials, and India's Bihar and Orissa states, for your caring efforts to protect our treasured marine friends. May the gangetic dolphins and the Olive Ridley turtles be blessed with safe journeys through the seas.
Save our planet. A Dutch chemical manufacturer pipes hot water as well as excess CO2 from its factory to a greenhouse 5 kilometers away, providing inexpensive and constant heat as well as carbon dioxide that helps the plants to grow.
Save our planet. Pingtung County in Formosa or Taiwan is devoting 9.3 to 15.5 million US dollars to convert the small Formosa island of Liu Qiu into a petrol-free paradise, replacing all fuel-powered vehicles with electric ones.
Save our planet. Based on research following the observation of 250 methane plumes arising from the seafloor of the Arctic Ocean, U.S. scientists state that these plumes may represent the dissociation of previously frozen methane hydrate deposits, a process that could lead to runaway global warming.
Of Supreme Master Chinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
Tutu and I are both vegan, meaning no animal products in our diet.
Today, we have a tip for your dog friends.
Please be sure during the upcoming holidays to make special vegan treats for your canine companions.
Good idea, Mimi. Then our sweet pals can have fun joining in the festivities.
That's right, Tutu. You can find some great recipes online, including at www.suprememastertv.com/vegan-pets-recipes.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Tokyo, Japan. Loving Hut goes on the road. Inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's vision of a kind world with vegan fare easily available, 100 Loving Huts have opened in a variety of countries. In addition to a Loving Hut restaurant, our Japanese association members have a catering car. This handy vehicle makes the delicious boxed lunches readily available for the public. Plans include driving it to different locations every day. Customer response has been very favorable. SOS flyers and DVDs were also shared with customers to help increase awareness that a plant-based diet will protect our extraordinary planet. They all choose the compassionate vegan lifestyle to ensure the unfolding of a paradise on Earth.
In science news, astrophysicists identified two oxygen-rich stars. Scientists from the University of Warwick in the United Kingdom and Kiel University in Germany have discovered two white dwarf stars. Named SDSS 1102+2054 and SDSS 0922+2928, the Earth-sized bodies are respectively 220 and 400 light-years away from Earth. Both are the remains of gigantic stars which have come to the end of their stellar evolution. Our thankfulness, University of Warwick and Kiel University researchers, for this spectacular discovery. May our knowledge of the wonders of outer space help us to appreciate and protect our most precious earthly home. Ahead, a noteworthy news is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting Shido Lai's Wanera Sangsla, which has provided solar home systems to thousands of Bangladeshi residents. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Please stay tuned for more noble news on Supreme Master Television.
Of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life. Tutu and I are both vegan, meaning no animal products in our diet. Today, we have a tip for your dog friends. Please be sure during the upcoming holidays to make special vegan treats for your canine companions. Good idea, Mimi. Then our sweet pals can have fun joining in the festivities. That's right, Tutu. You can find some great recipes online, including at www.suprememastertv.com/vegan-pets-recipes. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Tokyo, Japan, Loving Hut goes on the road. Inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's vision of a kind world with vegan fare easily available, 100 Loving Huts have opened in a variety of countries. In addition to a Loving Hut restaurant, our Japanese association members have a catering car. This handy vehicle makes the delicious boxed lunches readily available for the public. Plans include driving it to different locations every day. Customer response has been very favorable.
こういうビーガンの、あの、食事というのはどのように思われますか？
SOS flyers and DVDs were also shared with customers to help increase awareness that a plant-based diet will protect our extraordinary planet. May all choose the compassionate vegan lifestyle to ensure the unfolding of a paradise on Earth.
In science news, astrophysicists identified two oxygen-rich stars. Scientists from the University of Warwick in the United Kingdom and Kiel University in Germany have discovered two white dwarf stars.Named SDSS1102+2054 and SDSS0922+2928. The Earth-sized bodies are respectively 220 and 400 light-years away from Earth. Both are the remains of gigantic stars which have come to the end of their stellar evolution. Our thankfulness, University of Warwick and Kiel University researchers, for this spectacular discovery. May our knowledge of the wonders of outer space help us to appreciate...and protect our most precious earthly home. Ahead, a noteworthy news is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting Shidolai Swanirva Sangsla, which has provided solar home systems to thousands of Bangladeshi residents. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Please stay tuned for more noble news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, good tiding news for a habitable world.And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment with a Bangladeshi nonprofit which has bettered the lives of 88,000 families in hundreds of villages.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times,A new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Shidolai Swanirva Sangsla is a Bangladeshi organization which is dedicated to helping improve the lives of people in the northwestern Chalandia locality of the nation. This area has often experienced flooding. The nonprofit, founded in 1998 by Mr. Abul Hasanat Muhammad Rezwan, uses boats to bring needed services and information to communities. The areas focused on include medical care, climate change adaptation, and education.
Shidolai's method of operation is to construct or convert a boat.Outfitted with computers and books, use solar energy to power it, and visit settlements along the waterways. In 2002, a boat school was introduced. Shidolai has also inaugurated a central library, technology center, and regional headquarters in the region, which are housed in a large building surrounded by 5 acres of land. Training courses in computer technology, sustainable agriculture, and human rights are offered. Books and periodicals are also available.
Shidolai has provided thousands of solar home systems, solar lanterns, and bicycle pumps, which are used to improve irrigation. These endeavors have benefited 88,000 families in hundreds of communities. In 2007, Shidolai was the recipient of the United Kingdom's Ashton Award for Sustainable Energy, and in 2009 was an Equality Award laureate of the American-based The Tech Awards. Heaven's blessings, Shidolai Swanirva Sangsla, for your innovative work and kindness in serving your Bangladeshi brethren.With outstanding efforts like yours and humanity's adoption of the earth-saving vegan diet, surely our planet will soon return to a state of thriving balance.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Persian entitled Good Performance.
یه نفر میره تماشای رقص باله، از اول تا آخرش خواب بوده. بعد ازش میپرسن چطور بود؟ میگه آدمای خیلی خوبی بودن، دیدن من خوابم رو نوک انگشت راه میرفتم.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
When I was listening to the news about Sir Paul McCartney taking his meat-free Mondays campaign to the European Parliament, I was very touched by his compassionate heart and actions. He is a world-famous artist, yet he took his time and efforts to address the issue of climate change. Thanks to him, thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai. Marissa from Port Coquitlam, Canada.
Earth-caring Marissa, Sir Paul McCartney is a true gentleman for advocating the meat-free diet so that we may keep this world. We pray that all leaders respond to the data that he and esteemed scientists, such as Nobel Prize laureate Dr. Rajendra Khajuria, have presented. Supreme Master Qinghai has been urging world citizens to just give up meat, then greenhouse gas emissions can be reduced by 80%, and our planet can be saved. Let's listen to such urgent pleas and embrace a golden future on a vegan planet of kindness. Please inform your forward-thinking Canadian co-citizens of these crucial facts. With the blessings of the Providence.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the light of heaven uplift your life and fill your heart with grace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a visit from Lebanese President Michel Suleiman, U.S. President Barack Obama commends the two countries' relations and pledges to focus U.S. aid in Lebanon on education and economic security.
This year's 13th International Storytelling Festival in Tehran, Iran, features national participants as well as narrators from Sweden, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan, presenting their nation's rich literary traditions.
U.S.-based charity So Others Might Eat partners with the Corcoran College of Art and Design in Washington, D.C., USA, in creating 500 clay bowls for a fundraiser to help eliminate homelessness and hunger.
The Justice and Development Party of Turkey is proposing legislation that extends animal rights, including habitat protection, raising penalties for violations, and further support for volunteers.
Archaeologists in the Caribbean who claim to have found the ancient city of Atlantis have released underwater photos and are raising funds for further exploration of the great civilization thought to exist some 7,000 years ago.
In a meeting with Omar al-Hakim, head of Iraq's largest Shiite party, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad commits to supporting Iraq's long-term stability.
American TV personality and vegan Ellen DeGeneres invites chef Roberto Martin on her show to make a deliciously vegan chicken pot pie as a personal and planet-healthy meal for the holidays.
French development agency AFD announces plans to provide $57 million to Morocco for the development of an agricultural irrigation network and improvement of water resource management.
In Portland, Oregon, USA, citizens open their hearts to pets rescued from less fortunate situations by adopting a record 224 animal companions from the Oregon Humane Society within 3 days.
Appointed to oversee reconstruction following the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, former U.S. President Bill Clinton reports on the successful rebuilding of safer permanent homes and the replanting of countless protective mangroves.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.